All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path. And you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us be more content. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, guiding us through the afternoon, guiding us through the evening, guiding us through the night, just constantly being with us everywhere we go with his grace, mercy, favor, love, his angels protecting us, the outstretched arm of God, the finger of God, the mighty hand of God all over our lives. Just so much things to be grateful for. You know, his word, his only begotten son, dying for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, countless of things the Most High keeps doing for us and continues to keep doing because he is merciful. His grace, his mercy endures forever. He is a gracious God, and he protects his people. He keeps his promises. Amen. So always something to praise the Most High about. More praising, less complaining. Amen. Hallelujah. Count it all joy, people. Everything you're going through, count it all joy. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always stay strong and comfort one another. Encourage each other in Christ. Uplift each other in the Lord, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith. Got to hang in there, be strong, people, all four corners of the earth, most definitely. Much love to scattered 12 tribes of Israel, all over the world, all ends of the earth. The Bantu Israelites that are scattered all four corners of the earth, 12 tribes of Israel. Much love to all of you. Much love to the church. Much love to the brave, courageous martyrs out there. Much love to the great tribulation saints and all the engrafted Gentiles of all the nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Anybody who just gave their life to the Messiah, God bless you. Welcome to the family. I appreciate all of you. Shalom, family. Greetings, everyone, any person, whether you are an Israelite, Gentiles, all love, love you all. Most definitely, people. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth. Most definitely. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, all the birds in the air, the trees, the plants. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it's all right. Or grafted in, it is all right. Let's gather together, praise the Most High, sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him, play an instrument, make a joyful sound, make a joyful noise, rejoice, always rejoice. Don't let nobody steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Serve him with gladness and joy. Worship in spirit and truth. Cry out to him. Do what you got to express however you can towards him. Always, people, have everlasting joy. Count it all joy. Everything, people, most definitely, y'all. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbors as you love yourselves. And let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. Let's be washed up by the water through the word, washed up by the water by the word. Let's keep our lamps. Let's keep the commandments. Let's keep our lamps and our oils, people. And let's just keep standing our purpose, all right? Let's keep standing Father's will. Keep doing Father's will. Father's business, spreading the gospel, keeping the commandments, handling your purpose, your assignments, all those things, people. Let's get to it, y'all. No excuses. Praise the Most High. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often in dreams and visions and encounters, more communication, more encounters, more confirmations, all those things, miracles, signs, wonders, healing, restoration, deliverance, occurrences, all of that, interventions, everything. Let's know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our assignments, our gifts, our calling, our purpose, our future, our situation, handle that, people. Honor it, okay? Let's get to it, people, all right? Let us stay obedient, upright, doers of the word. Let us stay holy and blameless forever on this narrow path, amen? Praise the Lord, y'all. Welcome, everyone. Much love. All right, y'all. So we're going to go through today's Bible reading, and then we will go through recommended reading scripture, and then we will go through today's commentary, okay? So for today's word, and then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing, And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So today's Bible reading, we will go through the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verses 1 through 23. Okay. All right. Today's Bible reading, 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verses 1 through 23, in its whole entirety. Okay. Is based on Uzziah, the king of Judah. All right. So here we go. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father Amaziah. He was the one who rebuilt Elath and restored it to Judah after Amaziah rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old, and he became king and reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. His mother's name was Jechaliah. She was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. He went to war against the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath, Jabneh, and Ashdod. He then rebuilt towns near Ashdod and elsewhere among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabs who lived in Gerbaal, and against the Meunites. The Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread as far as the border of Egypt, because he had become very powerful. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle of the wall, and he fortified them. He also built towers in the desert and dug many cisterns, because he had much livestock in the foothills and in the plain. He had people working his fields and vineyards in the hills and in the fertile lands, for he loved the soil. Uzziah had a well-trained army, ready to go out by divisions according to their numbers as mustered by Jeiel, the secretary, and Maaseiah, the officer under the direction of Hananiah, one of the royal officials. The total number of family leaders The total number of family leaders over the fighting men was 2,600. Under their command was an army of 307,500 men trained for war, a powerful force to support the king against his enemies. Uzziah provided shields, spears, helmets, coats of armor, bows, and sling stones for the entire army. In Jerusalem, he made machines designed by skillful men for use on the towers and on the corner defenses to shoot arrows and hurl large stones. His fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped until he became powerful. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple, the Lord, to burn incense on the altar of incense. Azariah the priest with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord followed him in. They confronted him and said, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord God." Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand, ready to burn incense, became angry. While he was raging at the priest in their presence before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead. When Azariah the chief priest and all the other priests looked at him, they saw that he had leprosy on his forehead. So they hurried him out. Indeed, he himself was eager to leave because the Lord had afflicted him. King Uzziah had leprosy until the day he died. He lived in a separate house, leprous and excluded from the temple of the Lord. Jotham, his son, had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. The other events of Uzziah's reign from beginning to end are recorded by the prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz. Uzziah rested with his fathers and was buried near them in a field for burial that belonged to the kings, for people said he had leprosy. And Jotham, his son, succeeded him as king. All right, so that is today's Bible reading of the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, in its whole entirety, verses 1 through 23, okay? Very interesting read. You know, I love going through Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, because it always just brings you back to the history of how, you know, the Most High established everything from the jump, but it also discussing the kingship and the prophets that, you know, contributed all in the history of Israel, all the priests, prophets, kings, all the men of valor, all the people and what they've done through the history of Israel. And you see the history of Israel, you see it's good and it's bad. You see the glory of Israel and its goodness and how they, when they did obey, and how things were when they flourished and prospered. And then you also see all the bad and disobedience and all the wrong they was doing in that midst as well. So with the story of Uzziah, it's very interesting because you see him start off good. In the beginning, he was starting off right, you know, and doing right in the eyes of the Lord. And then it ended pretty bad for him because he was getting very powerful. He was getting resourceful. He was getting all the clout. He felt like he was on top of the world. And you got to remember this man, he became a king as a teenager. So he became king at 16 years old. So you give a young boy, you know, all that responsibility, all that status, all that kingship like that, you know, it's going to get to his head. You know what I mean? That's what happens when a very young person or a very experienced person or immature person gets something big like that, you know. A person could get more prideful through their possessions and stuff like that. It could mess up their heart and their intentions. So they start disobeying the Most High. They start forgetting who gave them that position and power in the first place. They start to get to their head and they just lose their way. You know, we see constant patterns of it, of course, throughout the history, but also in real life, you know. People just in general, they start getting things, they start getting materialistic stuff, and they just start forgetting who they are, forgetting the foundation, start disrespecting things, you know. And the main one they're disrespecting all of is the Most High, you know. So people really let things get to their head. And he was a very resourceful man. He had a big army, land, possessions. He had all types of stuff, man, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you're not honoring God with the position God blessed you with or the things he's given you or promoted you to, the Most High could easily take away from you. Amen. And we see here how Uzziah started being unfaithful to the Most High. He started to burn incense. And the reason why he was supposed to do that, because kings weren't supposed to do that. Only the Levites were supposed to do that. You know, in the Torah, as we know, the Law, Statutes, and Commandments, the Most High had very set apart, consecrated instructions for Levites. They were the consecrated ones, the sons of Aaron, to do certain things in the temple. And burning incense on the altar, only the Levites were called to do those things. And he had no business doing it as a king because the Most High already gave laws for kings. When you read Deuteronomy 17, you're supposed to just stick to that, you know, because God had instructions for each person in the Torah. If you was a king, a priest, a farmer, a high priest, prophets, God gave laws for everybody. His word don't leave nobody out. The Torah doesn't leave no one out. Okay. Most High made laws for everybody. And we were supposed to stick to them depending on who he was in the position we played in life. But Uzziah didn't handle the Torah. He didn't handle the laws of the Most High. He was doing his own thing. And he felt he was above the Most High and above the law. And no one is above men. No counsel, wisdom against. There's no counsel, wisdom, knowledge, understanding against the Lord. Okay. The Most High establishes everything. And we submit ourselves to God. We humble ourselves and we respect the order and standard God gives to us. Okay. And as you can see, when Uzziah got mad again, confronted by the priest and them, as soon as he started getting angry, leprosy hit him. So when you're angry at a righteous person or a person who confronts you, corrects you or straighten you out, you know, iron sharpens iron, God will punish you just for that. Because not when you go against a man of God or a woman of God, you're not just going against that person. You're going against the Most High as well at the same time when you do that. So the Most High strikes Uzziah with leprosy right on his forehead. So he had to be out the temple, out of the house of the Lord. He had to be totally set apart because we know how the Most High handled lepers. You know, he gave us laws how to deal with lepers and stuff like that. So it's just a crazy story of you seeing someone's rise and you seeing their downfall. You know, pride will always destroy somebody, man. Being unfaithful and prideful will always destroy you. So we got to always constantly humble ourselves every day. No matter what God has blessed us with, any status or promotion or any good things the Lord has keep doing for us, we still stay humble through that. You know what I'm saying? Because we know just how fast, as easy as the Most High gave us something, he could easily strip it away if we don't stay loyal, committed, responsible, maintaining it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to maintain your blessings. You got to maintain your position. You got to maintain what God gave you. There's responsibility and accountability for everything God gives us. Amen. Like we're charged with things. Okay. So we got to be more better in our lives, man. You know, we got to have better discipline and more humility and meekness when we go about things, man. So it's always important, man. Nobody is above God's word. No one is above the Torah. Nobody's above holiness. No one is above obedience, righteousness. No one is above that. You know, we easily see how God rewards those who are righteous and faithful and good stewards and everything. And we also easily see how God makes examples out of people who are disobedient and don't listen or don't respect what he told us, you know. So obviously we know the good examples are obviously, you know, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, you know, Lot in a sense, you know, Job, Daniel, Isaiah, Ezekiel. So we see the good examples of what happens when you obey God. You keep moving in the spirit. You keep living by his word. And you see the examples of what happens when you don't obey God, like examples like Samson, David, Solomon, most of the kingship of Israel, certain prophets as well. So you see how the Father rewards righteousness and obedience and how he punishes and disciplines those who don't. You know, we serve a real righteous, fair God. Amen. So we got to be on point with our lives and our situations every day. Amen. So that is today's Bible reading. OK, 2 Chronicles chapter 26 in its entirety. Now, what I would love to do is read the recommended reading scriptures attached to today's Bible reading. OK, so the first recommended reading scripture is Psalm 39 verses 4 through 13. All right. Psalm 39 verses 4 through 13. Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. How fleeting is my life? You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Selah. Man is a mere fathom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth. For you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. You rebuke and discipline men for their sin. You consume their wealth like a moth. Each man is but a breath. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Be not deaf to my weeping, for I dwell with you as an alien, a stranger, as all my fathers were. Look away from me, that I may rejoice again before I depart, am and no more. Amen. That is Psalm 39, verses 4 through 13. All right, so the second recommended reading scripture I would love to read is the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. All right, Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall straighten out your paths, make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel, health to your body, and strength and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops, so that your barns be filled with plenty, that your wine press shall be filled with new wine. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. Now we will go to the Gospels about this. We will go to the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. All right, the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. Still others like seeds sown among thorns hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and desires of other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others like seeds sown on good soil hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. 30-fold, 60-fold, or even 100-fold, 100 times what was sown. Amen. Amen. Make sure the seed is on good soil, people. We got to produce good word of the Most High, and make it 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Okay, so when the word of God is applied to our lives, let us produce and make goodness out of it. Amen. So that's the book of Mark chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. Now we will go to the letters to the churches. We will go to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Or we'll go with what Paul said about this, all right? So Philippians, chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever the circumstances are. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah, y'all. Don't let your circumstances or your situation define you or dictate you. You always keep the Messiah in your heart and you follow what the Messiah said and do. It will surpass your situation, your hardship, your struggle, whatever hard time, whatever you're dealing with. All right. The Messiah is all inside of us. The law of such commandments is all inside of us because of the new covenant. We know that we could get through any situation and thrive because the Messiah intercedes for us. And we follow his example of everything, man. There shouldn't be no lack of worry about anything. Amen. So Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. Okay. So now we will get to the actual commentary itself. All right. The title of this commentary is The Boy King. What were you doing at the age of 16? Going to school, hanging out with your friends, perhaps starting your first part-time job in a fast food joint or taking driver's training? You were flipping burgers. Uzziah was leading a nation. When Uzziah became the king of Judah at age 16, he probably had more experience with pimples than with politics and national policies, more track record with hormones than with thrones. But despite his age, this boy was a quick learner and he loved God. Imagine what you would have done at age 16 with a dedicated army at your disposal. Sure enough, you'd have used it. You definitely would have used it. And Uzziah did just that when he went to war against the Philistines. He knocked down walls, built towers, invented war machines, and his fame spread. But maybe he rose to the top a little too early because all the success went to his head. He started reading the headlines and then believing what they said. God had blessed his efforts, and there was no reason to believe that trend was going to stop. He liked what he saw when he looked in the mirror, and he liked what he made of Judah with God's help. Why not burn a little incense as a sign of his devotion to God? This is where Uzziah's pride became his downfall. The king made the tragic mistake of stepping in where only priests were allowed to tread. Sadly, Uzziah discovered the bitter end of pride. Afflicted with leprosy and banned from the temple, he lived an isolated life. There's no evidence that Uzziah's devotion to God wavered, and his son, in fact, followed in his footsteps. Yet the king's disease persisted until the day he died as a constant reminder of his misdirected actions. Uzziah's story reminds us that pride is a problem for everyone. No matter how virtuous a person may be, no matter how great his God-centered achievements may have been, he's still human. Pride can creep in ever so silently, and no one can lose his perspective on his relationship with God. No matter what, God is God, and we don't even come close. Humility is a crucial aspect of our dedication and devotion to God. Have you done great things for God? Have you faithfully pursued the work he has called you to do? Have you given of your time, talents, and efforts in the pursuit of building his kingdom? If so, wonderful. But remember the words of the Apostle Peter when he told his readers to clothe yourselves with humility. The book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What steps could Uzziah have taken to avoid this tragedy? How do you define this success? How do you define success? Do you think it's wrong to pursue success? If you've been chasing something other than God's desires, what steps can you take to change directions? Amen. Quote unquote, in other words, the man who has become purely and simply a businessman, whose sympathies, thoughts, aims, ambitions, aspirations are all absorbed in business, is a man who does not know how to live well in abundance. He has simply lost the secret of life. Quote, Washington Gladden. Amen. It's facts right there, man. That's the truth. You know, God is still God through it all. Whether you're at your high, your low, in your personal life, God is still God. And hey, his word is his word. Amen. So always clothe yourselves with humility, as Peter said, y'all. Most definitely. We got to apply this more to our lives daily, okay? So there you have it, all right? That is the commentary for today, all right? Something really to reflect on our personal lives, and we could see that in other examples as well, okay? So let's always do right by the Most High and live by his word, okay? Now, as I close out this commentary, what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God forevermore, y'all. Most definitely. He's the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Most definitely, the God of Israel. Most definitely, God of the Hebrews. Most definitely, praise him forever. His only begotten Son died for our sins. He died and rose 3 days later for all of our sins, transgressions, iniquities, all that his blood paid for it. Amen. He paid for it. So praise the Messiah, y'all. Most definitely praise the Lord. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Most High, the Advocate, the Almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation. the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation. I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He is a king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, son of David, Hosanna of the highest praise. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world. Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my provider, the Lord is our redeemer, our healer, our sustainer, the sufficient one, the good fortress, the high tower, excellent one, y'all. Most definitely, he is all that and much more. He is amazing, y'all. Praise him, most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be Yahweh, Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehoshua, 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 Ahai, Yeshaya, Adonai, most definitely, y'all. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Most definitely, y'all. Praise him, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all of your heart. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. So you got to believe in him, got to trust in him, got to have that faith in him, mustard seed faith. It is impossible to please God without that faith, y'all. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith without works is dead, people. Come on. Praise the Most High. Let's get it, y'all. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, breakthroughs, good surprises forevermore. Strength, durability, all those things. Praise the Most High forever. Get what you need from the Father. Cry out to him. Call him. Do what you got to do. Stop being politically correct about your situation. Stop acting like everything's all fine. Cry out to God and ask him what you need in your situation. Amen. Praise the Most High, y'all. We know the Lord going to do it for us. We know that the outstretched arm of God is going to be in our lives forever. We know the mighty hand of God is going to be in our lives forever. We know the finger of God is on our lives forever. Most definitely, y'all. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise the Most High forever, y'all. He is excellent. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, most definitely. We know that his word fails not. We know that every word that comes out of God's mouth will prosper. His word does not go void. Everything his, that comes out of his mouth will be accomplished. Amen. Praise the Most High. We know that his word is pure, fine, silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is pure and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree forevermore, y'all. Praise him. We know for sure that we always got to remind ourselves of how excellent the Messiah is in the midst of our situations. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You got to remember what the Messiah did for you. He died, came back 3 days later for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities. His blood paid for it, y'all. So the Messiah told us to cheer up, you know, and count it all joy. He told us the world gives you trouble, but I overcame the world. Amen. So got to follow that same exact example the Messiah set for us, people. Count it all joy in the midst of every obstacle, challenge, situation, struggle, battle, you know, trial, tribulation, test, whatever life throws at you. Whatever you're going through in your spiritual warfare, just know that the Messiah is interceding for you, all right? He is with you, all right? He is cheering you on, amen? Messiah is interceding and cheering for us, people. Come on now. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father cheering for us, y'all. Come on, y'all. You got to remind yourself how excellent he is, man. He is the name above all names. Every tongue shall confess who he is. Every knee shall bow to him, you know what I'm saying? He's the name above all names. All authority from heaven and earth has been given to him, amen? Most definitely, y'all. He is who he is, man. Most definitely. Praise him, y'all. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. Abiding Son, abolisher of the enemy, abundant grace, abundant life, Ancient of Days, Adonai, Advocate, Aleph and Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. Anchor of souls, angel of God, angel of his presence, angel of Jacob, angel of the Lord, anointed king, anointed one, anointed of the Holy Spirit, anointed preacher, anointed witness, anointed of my head, another king, another priest, anthem of a new song, apple tree, appointed heir, appointed judge, appointed of God, appointed sacrifice, appointer of seasons, approved of God, ark of strength, arm of his strength, arm of redemption, arm of the Lord, armor of God, assurance of our hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, availing shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed only potentate, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of the salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter Jesus, carpenter's son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the blessed, Christ the first fruits, cloud of the Lord, cluster of the campfire, comfort of the mourners, comforter of Zion, compassionate shepherd, consuming fire, confidence, conquering lamb, consecrated son, consolation of Israel, complete controller of all, completer of the saints, contradiction of sinners, counsel of the most high, covenant of the people, covenant of promise, convert from the storm, creator of Israel, creator of the new heavens and earth, creator of principalities and powers, creator of the earth, creator of the heavens, creator of visible and invisible things, creator of the winds, crown of glory, crown of pure gold, darling, day's man, day spring from on high, day star, defense, deliverer, deliverer to Zion, deliverer of my soul, designer of the universe, desire of all nations, desire of our soul, desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, due of youth, due unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of public and of sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, garden of earth, gather of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, God is with us, good and upright, good Lord, good Shepherd, good Teacher, good Man of the House, Governor, Governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great Counselor, great Door, great God, great High Priest, great King, great Lord, great One, great Peace, great Prophet, great Savior, great Shepherd, great and amazing, excellent, awesome, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings. Highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable lamb of glory, honored son, hope in a day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, Hosanna son of David. House of defense, humble of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride. I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, image of the invisible God. Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus, Jesus Christ our Lord, Jesus Christ our Savior, Jesus Christ the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justify of the spirit, justify of the circumcision, justify of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader and commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God, the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahweh, Yahweh Shai, Ahai Yeshaya, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, manna from heaven, marred one, married one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty Savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mine anointed, mine elect, mine holy one, minister of the circumcision, minister of the sanctuary, minister of the true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness. God works in mysterious ways. His ways is higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than our thoughts. Narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordainer of the preacher, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcomer Lamb, overcomer of the overcomers, overcomer of the principalities, overcomer of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, amazing physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion in the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest forever of Melchizedek, Prince of life, Prince of princes, Prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet, mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabbani, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner and purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning Lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, reject the stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and a life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, good neighbor, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior. Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. I mean, we touch and agree. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new song to sing. New outlook, new attitude, new people to fellowship with, new song to sing, new rejoicing, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, peace, comfort, stability, strength, stamina, endurance. Praise the Most High forevermore, people. Behold, the Lord's doing a new thing. Come on, people, get to it, y'all. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, breakthroughs, good surprises. In the name of the Messiah, most definitely touch and agree, people. The old past is done. Your old ways are done with. The past is done with. The former things are gone. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit and water. Repent and get baptized and start your life over the Most High. Holy Spirit baptism, water baptism, people. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. Praise and praise and praise and people. You got to endure a lot of trials, tribulations, hardships on this narrow path, but stay on this narrow path and be firm in it, people. We definitely agree, dog. Let us store up our treasures in heaven, people. Store up your treasures in heaven. Store up your treasures in heaven. Most definitely, people. Prayers that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers that you set the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Prayers that your name is written and recorded in heaven. Prayers that you have the tree of life forever. Prayers that you're in paradise with God forever. Prayers that you have eternal life in 100-fold. Prayers that when it's all said and done, the Messiah looks at you and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. When I was sick in prison, you visited me. You checked in on me." Most high, praise the Most High forevermore, people. Make sure you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, the many mansions that the Messiah and the Father promises. Pray that you obtain that as well. Hallelujah. Praise Him, y'all. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Prayers that you embrace the new Jerusalem, the new earth, the new heaven, the new heaven, the new earth, the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. And praise the Most High that you, all prayers that you embrace that, people. Make sure you get them white robes. Make sure you sing it with them palm branches. Make sure you're glorified with the Messiah. Most definitely, make sure we're in the presence of the Messiah forever. We dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Most definitely, everlasting joy, people. Make sure you have the tree of life forever, people. Most definitely, praise the Most High, y'all. Prayers for those out there going through their situations or what they're dealing with. Prayers for more strength to a lot of people who are enduring different hard times right now. Prayers for all people all over the world, all social classes, all ages. Prayers for the elders. Prayers for the senior citizens. Prayers for the people who did military or what have you, or veterans or what have you. Prayers for those who were outside the military. Prayers for all social classes. Prayers for the adults. Prayers for parents. Prayers for children. Prayers for teenagers. Prayers for young adults. Prayers for those all over the world, man. Prayers to the 12 tribes of Israel, man. The Father really rocking with us. We scattered and the Father's still working with us, y'all. Praise Him, y'all. Praise Him. Shouts to the tribe of Levi, man. The Most High told Malachi, "I'm going to refine and purify the sons of Levi." So much love to the tribe of Levi, y'all. Prayers up to the churches, man. True churches out there spreading the true gospel, true doctrine. Much love to the real churches out there, man. Much love to the brave, courageous martyrs out there who are really bold and going to prison and dying for this gospel. Much love to all of them, man. Keep them near to your heart, man. Remember those who honored this walk, amen. And much love to all the great tribulation saints out there, man. Do not take the mark of the beast. Do not worship the image of the beast, man. Come on, y'all got to stay strong out there, people. Make sure you do not renounce your faith. Do not denounce the faith, man. Excuse me, do not reject the Messiah. Do not reject the gospel. Do not reject the commandments, man. Keep the commandments, man. Keep the word of God. Keep the faith. Keep the testimony of Jesus. All of that, people. Endure hardships like a strong soldier for Christ. Amen. And much love to all the brand new believers, all the brand new people of the faith, people who just gave their life to Christ, people who just gave life to Messiah. Prayers for you all as well. Prayers for all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, all of you people, man. All of you, prayers up forever. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Most definitely, the Most High is excellent, people. We got to keep pleasing the Most High with our faith and our lifestyle, man. And make sure we dedicate everything to Him from now. We center everything around Him. Amen. Praise the Messiah, y'all. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant of ruler, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of His hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter of His flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me. Shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitten of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkard, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the Father, son of the free woman, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of truth, son over His house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency. Tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, excellent, amazing, awesome, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many. The justification of many, the justification of life, the King, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trap of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veil to a new and living way, very beautiful King. Very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God, well-beloved of God, well-beloved son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise him. He is excellent, amazing, awesome, wonderful, all of that, y'all. Despite what you're going through, he's excellent through it all, amen. We touch and agree. We trust in him. We know he's going to guide us through forever. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I definitely know that for sure. I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all know that too. Just when you thought it was all done, the Father was still looking out for you, pulled you right out of that, amen. The Most High keep on loving us. He keep, you know, sending his angels, assigned angels to us to keep protecting us and looking out for us as well. He keep guiding us with the peace and comfort in the midst of all this chaos. Amen. Amen. Touch and agree. So there you have it. All right. That's the word for today. All right. That is the commentary. What I'd love to do as I close out is give you all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. All right, all right. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.